This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Saudi Arabia as diplomats ramp up efforts to reach a ceasefire in Gaza. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports on Blinken's visit to Riyadh.
The humanitarian crisis in Gaza tops the agenda for Blinken, who tells Arab officials in Riyadh that there's been some progress in recent weeks in getting more aid in.
All of this is going to be a focus of the next few days for me as I travel on to Jordan and Israel. I'll have a chance to meet with humanitarian groups, with the Israeli government, to hear from them.
DevEx and other news organizations have reported on a confidential finding by U.S. aid officials that Israel is not complying with international humanitarian law in Gaza as required to receive U.S. military aid. Israel had written to the U.S. that it is complying. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
Palestinian health officials say airstrikes carried out by Israel have killed at least 22 people in the southern Gaza city of Rafah, including five children. The Israeli military is considering a ground invasion of the city where many Palestinians have been seeking refuge. Protests against the war in Gaza are set to continue on college campuses across the United States this week. NPR's Brian Mann reports students are turning up the pressure on schools to cut ties with businesses operating in Israel.
This is really coast to coast now over the weekend. On Friday, we saw police move in to break up an encampment at Arizona State University. Saturday, dozens more students arrested at Washington University in St. Louis. And yesterday, at UCLA's campus in Los Angeles, pro-Palestinian activists scuffled with pro-Israeli demonstrators.
NPR's Brian Mann reporting. Cleanup operations are underway after a series of powerful tornadoes ripped through the central plains over the weekend. Final remotes from member station KOSU reports at least four people were killed in Oklahoma.
The deadly tornadoes ripped through central Oklahoma, leaving destruction behind. Some 80 miles south of Oklahoma City, the city of Sulphur saw its downtown largely leveled. Here's Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt at a news conference there.
We got early reports. They think this is an F4, just kind of blowing right through downtown here. And I just haven't seen this much destruction.
Tens of thousands of people lost power across the state as homes and businesses were destroyed. Governor Kevin Stitt has declared a state of emergency in a dozen counties as FEMA mobilizes to aid in recovery efforts. For NPR News, I'm Lionel Ramos in Oklahoma City.
On Wall Street, Dow futures are trading higher at this hour. This is NPR. At least 40 people are dead after heavy rains caused flash flooding in central Kenya. Rescue operations are underway in areas surrounding the capital, Nairobi. Thousands of homes have been severely damaged or have been washed away. Heavy rains have also battered Kenya's western and central regions. Pope Francis left his home in Rome this weekend for the first time in 7 months. Villa Marx reports that health problems and injuries have forced the 87-year-old pontiff to cancel several of his engagements in recent months.
Aged 87, Francis relied on boats, golf buggies, a helicopter and a wheelchair to travel around Venice Sunday, where he celebrated Mass in one of the city's most spectacular churches, talked to female prisoners in a jail, and unusually spoke publicly about his own physical frailty. The Pope last left Italy for a trip to France in September, then cancelled a United Arab Emirates visit in December after contracting flu, and in March withdrew from a major religious procession. A knee injury of his meant local authorities in Venice built a temporary pontoon for his wheelchair across the city's Grand Canal. "Please pray for me because this work is not easy," he told the thousands of people who gathered in Venice's famous St. Mark's Square to mark his visit. For NPR News, I'm Willem Marx.
The San Diego Zoo is preparing to welcome a pair of giant pandas. Their arrival is part of an ongoing conservation effort between the United States and China. The zoo said U.S. officials recently visited China to meet with the pandas. An exact date for the handoff hasn't been set. This is NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.